Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
I come before you today. There's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.
Santo Pai, nós te agradecemos por mais esta noite, Senhor, podermos te adorar em espírito e em verdade. Podemos partilhar desse amor com que tu nos brindaste, Senhor. Retira, Senhor, toda a glória para ti. Faz-te bem presente, vem trazer consolo ao teu povo. E tem também, Senhor, ó Pai, em consideração as necessidades de cada uma vida que está aqui para te adorar, Senhor. Possa sair daqui diferente da forma como entrou. Se alguém chegou triste, que saia alegre. Se alguém chegar aflito, que saia consolado, aliviado, Senhor. Abençoa cada irmão, cada irmã que está aqui hoje para olhar somente a Ti, Senhor, para receber toda a provisão. Abençoa o nosso convidado, Senhor, irmão Doc, que ponhas muita paz, muita alegria no seu coração por estar aqui presente e possa cumprir a sua missão de trazer todo o seu ensino para as nossas vidas. Em tudo nós te agradecemos por mais este programa, Senhor. Que o teu Espírito seja derramado abundantemente e que tu sejas glorificado em todas as coisas. É o nosso desejo, é a nossa oração, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Meus amados, mais uma vez queremos agradecer pela vossa presença. Temos um convidado muito especial hoje, um irmão nosso que já cá esteve. Fez uma exposição extraordinária sobre o mundo dos Illuminati. O irmão Doc Marquis, que hoje serve o Senhor, que outrora esteve do outro lado da barricada, mas que hoje está firme, roubando almas ao inimigo. Ele hoje vai estar aqui falando, expondo a malícia desse inimigo, através daquilo que nós estamos assistindo neste mundo em trevas, através dos governantes deste mundo e das agências que estão a solo, muitas vezes sem saber, mas que estão servindo os interesses daqueles que querem provocar o caos, a aflição neste mundo. O irmão Mundoc vai falar daquilo que aprendeu, daquilo que está hoje trazendo, tal e qual um espião que Deus permitiu que vivesse naquele exército do lado errado, para hoje nos trazer a luz para que a gente possa discernir o que é que são as intenções do inimigo. Então hoje ele estará falando sobre a corrida, aquilo que aconteceu na maratona de Boston e o que é que isso tem. Tudo tem implicações naquilo que nós estamos hoje vendo, as crises se sucedendo, de forma a instalar o pânico e a preparar e a condicionar a mente das pessoas para aceitarem a solução que os Illuminati depois vão apresentar. Mas, amados, nós estamos também falando em inglês porque temos muitos ouvintes cada vez mais do outro lado do Oceano Atlântico, mas na América do Norte. E nós queremos que todos saiam abençoados. Então eu peço mais uma vez que tenham paciência, que possam orar por mim para que eu possa conseguir partilhar tudo, porque o meu inglês também não é famoso. Que Deus os abençoe e que desfrutem deste tempo connosco. É o nosso desejo, em nome de Jesus. Amém. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, thank you once again for your presence. It's a great, great, great pleasure to have you on this day with us to worship our wonderful Savior. This is a program all dedicated to Jesus Christ and to prepare His army. Today we have a great guest, an illustrious guest, that he has already been here once. He made a great exposition about the tricks and the bad things of the agents of the enemy, the Illuminati. He was born there. But today, on this precisely day, he is working for his Savior, for our Savior. He is exposing the tactics of the enemy. And what he is going to bring today, it's an anticipation of his last DVD that will be released soon, I think the end of this month. And it will talk about the tactics that these governments are using to prepare to condition the mind and the heart of the people to accept the future solution that they will present. It's not coincidence all the crises that are exploding around the planet. And we must understand that this is an agenda. First North Korea, Syria, then Venezuela, now Ukrainian. And we must understand that this is a trick, because what they don't want us to see, they are trying to hide with crisis. We will talk about this. So my brothers and my sisters, please rest on these first minutes, because we are going to worship our God. And I will call our guest in around 10-15 minutes. Hope that he is listening now. And I think that every one of us, if we are sad, God will bring joy. If we have some doubts, God will bring direction to our life. Just enjoy the ride, because faithful is the one that called us to stay here with him tonight. Just pay attention, open your heart, and you'll see that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not the Spirit of this world, but the Holy Spirit, will talk to you. Enjoy, because we are on the right side of the battle. Thanks you once again, and I'll be talking with you soon.
Quero te dizer que eu sou melhor, que eu sou melhor com o teu abraço, com o teu abraço. Quero te dizer que eu me sinto melhor, que eu me sinto melhor com o teu abraço, com o teu abraço. Me abrace como irmão, me abrace como irmão. Então chega pra perto, vem andar no rumo certo. Simplesmente me abrace, me abrace, me abrace como irmão, me abrace como irmão, me abrace como irmão, me abrace como irmão. Me abrace como irmão, me
Amen. Glory to God. Glory a Deus. I think that we have Brother Doc already online. Let me check. Brother Doc, are you there? Hello, brother. Can you hear me? Okay. Maybe. Call. Call. Calling our brother.
Hello.
Hello, brother. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
This is Jose from Destroying Strongholds.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm fine. Weren't you expecting me?
As a matter of fact, I was, but I was expecting you sooner.
Well, but I left some messages on Facebook, didn't you read?
No. No, I'm sorry.
No problem. I have already called once, but probably you didn't hear me, right?
I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, okay,
I picked up the phone. And I didn't hear anything.
Ah, I see. Now, can you hear me fine, right?
I can hear you much better now.
Okay, so are you ready to start, or do you want to? Do you want us to give some more minutes?
No. It'll be fine. Now, aren't we supposed to be talking about what happened at the Boston Marathon bombing?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. That issue and much more, because you are going to present your new DVD, right?
Right. That is supposed to be coming out at the end of this month, or at least we're going to try to make sure it does.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, brother.
Now,
so this show.
Okay, now how long is the show?
Well, we have the time 1 hour and 33 minutes, but you stay as long as you want.
Okay, well, I know I can cover at least an hour on this.
Okay, so it's up to you. You just feel free.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
When would you like to start?
Okay, so I want to start because I know there are a lot of our brothers. They are struggling with the international crisis that are now coming to play. But I know, and you know too, that this is not a coincidence, right? So this is a plan, this is an agenda. So, brother, what
exactly
I want to do is to connect. I want to connect your work, the last work you are going to present about the Boston Marathon and all the stuff that you uncover with this crisis, because I don't want people to panic, you see. I want to understand that our God is bigger than this. He is just testing. He's just letting test our faith. So I want you, if you can, in the time that you have at your disposal, to connect all the dots, because I want people to leave this show consolated, edificated on Jesus Christ, on the power of Jesus Christ. And you have the power of Jesus on your words, on your mind. So please take us and give us your thoughts about everything.
All right. Would you like me to begin now?
Yep. It's on.
Okay.
It's your show now.
Oh, okay.
Let me remember that I have to translate, okay? So you just give some pauses to update in Portuguese too, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Let's face it, there's many strange things going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Are you translating?
No, no. You complete your idea and then you stop and then I make a resume.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, let's face it. There's many strange things going on nowadays, and people are wondering what is going on and, you know, what has God got to say about all of these things?
Mm-hmm. Yes, o irmão Marco, o irmão Doc está dizendo que tudo o que está acontecendo no panorama internacional da política, muita gente está questionando o que é isso, que loucura é essa, o que é que está acontecendo. E o irmão Doc vai nos pôr aqui tudo, tintim por tintim, para nós entendermos que isto não é por acaso, Deus está nos testando, Deus está a pôr à prova, porque são nestas provas que nós vamos ser testados. Okay, go on.
Now, at first, it seemed as if, you know, there's no answers and no one knows what's going on. But if we look at what's going on right now, we can actually find the answers in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Apesar de parecer que não há respostas, a primeira direção que o irmão Doc me está dando é a Bíblia, é a própria Bíblia, que está lá tudo. Okay.
Let's just take, for instance, what happened about a year ago. Let's say after Boston Marathon race bombing.
Okay. Vamos por exemplo falar daquilo que aconteceu há cerca de um ano atrás, numa maratona em Boston, que foi um fuá, né? Rebentou uma bomba ali. Okay.
Now, when we look at what happened at the Boston Marathon race bombing, I just posted up on my website. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of CNN. You know, it's a major news media outlet here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go on.
CNN, and I posted the 6.5-minute excerpt from their show on my website. They're trying to say now that the Boston Marathon race didn't happen. I mean, the bombing didn't happen.
They're saying this?
Yep.
Well,
it's on my website.
I'm going to update, and then I want to ask you something, but let me update.
Okay.
A mesma emissora que transmitiu a bomba de Boston está agora a dizer, atualmente, a dizer que afinal não houve bomba nenhuma. Okay? Então, nós só por isso já podemos ver que o grau de manipulação que a mídia está aprontando para cima da nossa cabeça. Okay? Brother, I can't understand how such a big house like CNN, it's accepting.
Well, you
to
have
play
to
this
remember.
Role.
You have to remember, CNN is an extension of the government. Just like
mm-hmm.
Adolf Hitler had his propaganda media also.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep. So this is part of the government. This is part of the scheme.
Right. CNN has always been an extension of the government. No one trusts CNN.
What I can't understand is what they are gaining, what they are winning now saying the contrary.
Well, you see, they're trying to say that something else was really going on during the bombing and that it wasn't really a bombing, it was something else.
Yep, and you take us where you can,
you know,
what you want.
Well, let's look at the bombing, okay? At first, it looked like you had a couple of...
Na maratona de Boston, não uma bomba, mas outra coisa estava a acontecer ali. Eu estava a falar com o irmão Doc, que eu não estava a entender.
Okay.
Primeiro, como é que uma cadeia de televisão tão grande como a CNN se dispõe a fazer este papel? E segundo, o que é que eles têm a ganhar? E o que o irmão estava a dizer é que a cadeia... Por exemplo, uma cadeia de televisão como a CNN não passa um instrumento de propaganda dos governos. tal como aconteceu no nazismo, que tinham, que controlavam a mídia. Mas lá vamos entender o que é que o irmão Doc está tentando nos fazer entender. Ok, brother, go on.
Okay. You and I both know, last year there was a terrorist bombing in which three bombs. Yes, can you hear me?
I was not hearing. Now I am. Please go on.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yeah. Now I
Okay.
can.
You and I both know last year three bombs went off at the Boston Marathon race bombing. One at the finish line, one about 600 and something feet before that, and one right by the JFK Library. I think it was the JFK Library. Well,
there were three.
Right.
Three bombs. Okay.
Yes. Well, anyways, we know that three people were killed and hundreds of people were hurt, correct?
Yes, that's what I heard.
Right. And the story tells us that this was an act of terrorism. Now, CNN, the extension of the government, is trying to say something else was really going on.
And what it is?
Well, they're trying to say that this involved a triple homicide that had happened the year before, and that all this was some sort of cover-up, you know, a distraction. Mm.
So this was a continuation of something that happened before.
That's what they're trying to tell us now.
Okay, so you are going to remember what they are saying. What are these happenings that they are referring? But let me just update. So, então, o que eles estão dizendo agora é que isto aconteceu. As três bombas que arrebentaram na maratona de Boston estão relacionadas com um acontecimento que tinha acontecido um ano antes. Um triplo homicídio já tinha acontecido um ano antes. Eles estão a tentar relacionar isso. Agora estão a afirmar isso. Tudo está relacionado com esse triplo homicídio. Nós vamos ouvir o que é que o irmão Doc tem a dizer sobre isso. Ok, brother, please go on.
Com licença?
Com licença, yes.
I'm sorry. Ninguém mais pai é português.
Your dad, right?
Ninguém mais.
Ah, and your mother too. They are Portuguese. Cool.
Yeah, you see, I was a foster child. I'm from England. Dad was from Lisbon. Mom was from Madeiros.
Yes, Madeira. Yes, an island.
Mm-hmm.
But you better talk in English for people to understand, okay? We have a
you
lot of
it.
Listeners tonight from America.
So anyways, right now, we know that it's Joseph Sarnoff that's facing a judge and a jury. They're bringing, you know, well, I should say they're trying to gather the jurors together, you know, 12 men and women who will judge him, so on and so forth. And yet, CNN is trying to say something else is going on here, right? Now, if something else was going on here, why do they have this guy on trial? You see what I'm saying?
Why he's not on trial, right?
He's supposed to be on trial.
Yes.
They're bringing together the jurors, and as soon as they've got the jurors together, the selection, they're supposed to be trying this guy.
Yep.
And you and I both know from the newspaper reports, from the video reports, you know, that we saw in the news, that Joseph and his brother Tamerlan were both involved in the bombing.
They were from Kurdistan, I think, right?
Yes, in Russia.
Yep. So,
Now think about this. They were from Russia, right?
Right.
And now, not even a year later, Russia is invading Crimea, and basically telling President Obama there's nothing he can do about it.
And let me put a little bit more salt here. And what about Snowden being protected by Russia?
Exactly. And he's given them all our secrets, isn't he?
Yes, that's a big theater. It's a lot of bigger than we think, right?
Uh-huh. And right now, it seems as if everything can be traced back to Russia, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was it just a coincidence that at the same time, right before Putin invaded Crimea, that they had the Olympic Games?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think he was using the Winter Olympic Games to cover up his true intentions.
Ooh, Putin.
Yes.
And what would be the real intention from the president of Russia?
He wants to bring back the old Russian government. He wants to take not just Crimea. I bet he wants to take Crimea, Kiev, Petrograd, and eventually the whole of the Ukraine.
Yes, and I have heard that in some interview about Obama saying that Vladimir Putin sometimes he thinks the old-fashioned way from the Cold War. But you know, Doc, we are living in a time that this is my consideration. I think they all do the same. They all work for the same boss. Okay, they are just trying to confuse. To shake a little bit on the table of chess, and then they have already the chessmate ready. And
yes,
guess
yes.
Who
I think you're right because in the Bible we find out in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, and also in the book of Revelation that China and Russia are going to move against Israel. Now, in order for them to do that, they're going to have a lot of resources, and I mean a lot, because they're going to have to ignore all the threats and all the warnings of the other nations of the world, aren't they?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And if they're going to ignore all those threats, that means they're going to have a lot of resources to back themselves up with. And if Putin takes Ukraine, he also gets all the oil fields at the same time.
And the gas oil.
Yes. You see, there's a particular area in Russia. It's known as the Baku Noble Oil Fields. Now, right around World War I, during that time, the Baku oil field held half of the world's oil reserves.
Mm.
Let's face it, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and a strategic land.
Yeah. And so, if he takes back the Ukraine and the other parts of what used to be old Russia, he'd have all the resources he would need.
I see.
And it would also fit in with the prophecies of the Bible.
Yep. But brother Doc, let me energize something here. This is my vision. I know that I am a little bit far from America, but all the signs that we have received in the last years about the FEMA camp, about the false, the Russian, or maybe the Illuminati society, they put his own guy on the White House to play this game.
You're right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you're right. Do you know? Let me tell you something.
Yes,
when I now, and I learned this when I was in the Illuminati. There's only been 6 American presidents that were not in the Illuminati or that were not controlled by the Illuminati. And Barack Obama, he's another one of their puppets.
Oh, yeah. That's what I think, too. Because
look at what he's doing. Let's look at what he's doing. He's destroying the educational system of America, right?
Right.
He's trying to break us financially, correct?
Correct.
He's trying to turn a capitalist medical society into socialized medicine, isn't he?
Yep.
And isn't he, just like any other dictator, he's ignoring the law of the land, Congress, and doing whatever he wants through executive order, isn't he?
Yes, and he's giving permission to Vladimir Putin, comes to the Christian people as a hero, because he's more Christian than Obama. He speaks more of the
language. I don't think Obama's Christian. I think he's Muslim.
Okay,
I think he's really an Islamic. I think he follows, because I've got the photos. Now, I can show you the photos where any time he meets an Arab leader, he bows down to them.
His ring that says that only Allah is the true God.
Yes, yes. I've seen the ring. I've got a photo of it. It says there is but one God, Allah.
Before I update all of this material, let me rephrase things here and see if I am getting all the picture that you are trying to give. So
okay.
The Boston Marathon was a preparation for the martial law that Obama has already planned and will install in America to kill Christians and to open the doors to the invasion, to change the world view against America.
He certainly can.
Okay, I got it. That's what I think, too. That's what I got. That's what I think. Okay, let me just update and we can go on from this point, okay?
Okay.
Okay, right. So, depois das implicações com aquele triplo homicídio que, por acaso, foram perpetuados por pessoas que estão ligadas à Rússia, são imigrantes russos que viviam nos Estados Unidos e que foram considerados os principais suspeitos das 3 bombas que explodiram. O que a CNN está a tentar relacionar é que eles foram. Isto tem a ver com um jogo de bastidores, realmente estará a acontecer, coincide com a presença de Snowden, o ex-agente da CIA que pediu asilo na Rússia, e tudo isso parece um jogo de espiões de bastidores entre as duas maiores potências. E não é por acaso que a Rússia agora aparece, não é? Para invadir o país estratégico no que diz respeito a gás e petróleo. Segundo a Bíblia, a China irá se unir com a Rússia para atacar Israel, mas para isso precisa de muitos recursos. Nada melhor do que os garantir agora, na modo baixo, digamos assim, está praticamente na bancarrota. Então, politicamente falando, nós temos o cenário ideal para haver uma mudança de forças militares e políticas para devolver o poder que a União Soviética já teve. Mas o que o irmão Doc Marquis está falando aqui é que isto não é por acaso. Aqueles exercícios, aquelas bombas, aquelas falsas bandeiras, os tiroteios, tudo isso está a acontecer como uma preparação mental à instalação de uma lei material que o Obama, Barack Obama, foi colocado precisamente a solo dos Illuminati na Casa Branca para preparar a mudança na sociedade americana para aceitar esse tipo de regime. Tudo isso é uma crise provocada que visa deter, amordaçar o povo americano. Isto está a acontecer porque eles estão a confiscar as armas e o povo está a aceitar. A Constituição americana está a ser completamente destruída. E pior que isso, militarmente falando, hoje acredito que a América poderia ser conquistada já, poderia ser invadida pelas forças russas e chinesas em conjunto, não teriam a mínima hipótese de resistir. Mas isto é uma convicção minha. Mas o que o irmão Doc nos vai fazer a partir de agora, vamos partir do ponto em que os Illuminati instalaram o seu agente preparado precisamente para estes destruir a sociedade americana e, sobretudo, destruir os cristãos, porque seriam os cristãos a maior oposição ao regime islâmico na América. Mas vamos ver o que é que o irmão Doc nos vai continuar a fazer entender. Ok, Doc, please go on.
Ok, so, when we look at what happened after Boston Marathon Race bombing, a lot of things were very suspicious. The very first, now, mind you, when the bombings happened, I was doing another radio show. That was April 15th of 2013. I was doing a radio show, and as soon as I was told that the bombings were going off, I said to Kevin, that's Kevin Gallagher, who was hosting the show, I told him, I'm going to tell you right now, the first person they're going to blame is an Islamic radical person who claims this is a jihad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sure enough, the very first person was an Islamic. Now, the FBI caught him. He was injured by the bombing, and they brought him to one of the nearest hospitals, and he was under armed guard, okay? Both corridors leading to his room was under armed guard. I have got photos. Again, I can prove this. Since he wasn't charged yet, no one was allowed to see him. No one is supposed to until he's formally charged. Yet, you want to take a wild guess who somehow got into his room? Want to take a guess?
I think I read it was Hillary Clinton.
Who?
Hillary Clinton, right? No?
No. It was Michelle Obama.
Oh, yes, right. I knew it.
And I've got the pictures. Yeah, I've got the pictures
yes,
to
yes.
prove it. Now,
That's
get this. Yeah. Now, get this. The very next day after she visited him, he vanishes, and no one has ever seen him again.
He just disappeared.
Yep. He's gone, and no one knows where he is. And there is an Islamic newspaper. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. But even in that Islamic newspaper, they had reported Michelle Obama was visiting this prisoner, which no one was allowed to see.
Well, but let me think a little bit here. Those guys, those armed guards, they were guarding him. There was a rapture for him, for these guys. Where were they?
Who knows? Maybe they just let her in because, remember, as I said, I'm convinced he's Islamic. And remember, the prisoner was Islamic. And according to the Islamic religion, if one of your brothers is in trouble, you're to go to his aid.
Oh, yeah. And remember, Doc, That's one thing that are coming to my mind now. Isn't it too much coincidence that now, just now, right now, that the Vatican and the Pope are coming to trial about the child pedophile and the cover-up of this church? How convenient now is that the Pope speaks that he and the Islam are one? This is not
mm-hmm.
coincidence, right?
Well, look at what that that one big radio preacher, televangelist, Rick Warner, that's it. Rick Warner is now saying God and Allah are also one, and he's trying to bring them together under one religion.
Well, we are hearing pastors, evangelic pastors, say that we can take the mark of the beast. It's okay. We can be saved with that. So,
well, you and I both know that's a lie from hell.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah, the Bible warns us. You know, whoever takes the mark of the beast, that's it. That's it for them.
So,
but you see how the Pope, how Rick Warren, and so many other religious figures are now trying to bring the world under a one world religion, just as the Illuminati wants, and just as the prophecies in the Bible states will happen.
Oh, yeah. One world religion, that will be the false prophet, and one world government, that will be the Antichrist.
Exactly.
And they are coming.
You better translate.
Okay. Meus amados, isto é tão importante nós entendermos, porque só com os olhos do Espírito é que a gente consegue ver isto. Aqueles suspeitos, não é? Que são considerados os principais suspeitos das bombas de Boston, ficaram, um deles estava ferido, não é? Ficou guardado no hospital com guardas armados. Coincidência ou não, a única, antes ninguém deveria supostamente poder visitá-lo até que ele fosse julgamento, não é? Coincidentemente ou não, a primeira e única visita que ele recebeu foi a da mulher do Barack Obama, a primeira dama. E depois dessa visita ele simplesmente desapareceu. Até hoje não se sabe onde é que anda esse suspeito. Então, nós já podemos ver que há aqui qualquer coisa muito estranha. Não é? Como é que numa América, o principal suspeito do bombardeamento de uma cidade desaparece depois da visita da primeira-dama. Quer dizer, só quem não quiser ver, não é? Coincidentemente, surge o Papa dizendo que não é preciso acreditar no Deus deles. A nossa consciência, tentando juntar os católicos com o Islão, aparecem pregadores com todo o tipo de heresia, como o Rick Warner, dizendo que Alá e o Deus dos judeus é o mesmo. Aparecem outros pastores dizendo que podemos tomar a marca da besta, que seremos salvos da mesma, contrariando a Bíblia. E tudo isto numa altura em que o Papa e o Vaticano estão para ir a tribunal, né? Por causa da pedofilia, por causa dos escândalos do acobertamento de pedofilia. Mais do que isso, numa altura em que o dólar está prestes a cair. Então nós estamos vendo que está sendo feito um esforço, uma manipulação política e social para, primeiro, implementar uma religião única no mundo, uma paz de todas as religiões, né? Onde Cristo não passa de um adereço como qualquer outro, que corresponderia ao falso profeta do Apocalipse, e juntamente com isso, a preparação de um governo mundial que viria a ditar as regras de comércio, de militares, extrapolíticas, de todo o planeta. Que corresponderia à segunda personagem do Apocalipse, que seria o Anticristo. Temos o falso profeta, a religião única. Cristo, está lá, numa prateleira. e o anticristo virá a seguir. Simples, não é? Agora parece simples, mas ainda não é tudo. Ok, brother, go on.
Okay, now, when we look at what really happened at the Boston Marathon race bombing, well, immediately after the bombing happened, parts of Boston and Watertown, Massachusetts, were immediately put under martial law. I mean, it wasn't a declared martial law, but let's examine the evidence. You had policemen in black SWAT uniforms. They were marching down the middle of the roads, these roads in Watertown. They had these tanks that they were bringing in, and they were not banging on people's front doors, telling them to get out and that they were going to search their property. Now, that's illegal. Unless martial law had been declared, everything that happened was illegal. And mind you, what really scares me about this, not one person stood up and said no. Not one. Everyone just ran out of their house in their bare feet, carrying children. Some of them was only half covered in clothes. And these police officers were illegally going through every single inch of their house with the search warrants. And I would have also asked, since the Constitution has not been suspended, martial law cannot be declared, so you people cannot set foot on my property or search my property or possessions without my permission. I would have told them no. But
all this was planned.
All this was planned by the Illuminati. You see, all of this was a martial law exercise upon a civilian population to see how they would react. And if you notice, everyone reacted the way that the Illuminati wanted you to. They all ran around like a bunch of little scared bunnies. You better translate.
Okay. O que o irmão Doc está falando é que logo após a seguir estes acontecimentos, foi instalada, sem ser declarado, mas foi instalado um estado íntimo naquela localidade, fingindo, procurando suspeitos, não é? Onde as pessoas literalmente eram arrombadas nas suas portas, com a polícia de preto, com metralhadoras e tanques na rua, entrava pelas portas, arrombava as portas das pessoas, sem pedir licença. E as pessoas tinham que deixá-las passar, não podia haver resistência, senão morriam. E o que aconteceu é que não houve nenhuma espécie de resistência. Isto tudo ilegalmente, porque não foi declarada uma lei marcial. Mas o que o irmão Doc está dizendo é que isso foi tudo uma preparação. Foi um treino para aquilo que está para suceder. Agora, alguma coisa terá que acontecer antes para que depois seja imposta a lei marcial. Mas está tudo sendo dirigido por estas sociedades secretas, condicionando populações inteiras a se aceitar o programa que eles já pediram. A Maratona de Boston foi um exercício de cariz regional, digamos assim, para aquilo que irá ser um desenrolado acontecimento a nível primeiro nacional, nos Estados Unidos da América, que se irá espalhar pelo planeta todo. Porque aquilo que está sendo realmente feito é a implementação de um governo mundial, de uma religião mundial, porque uma coisa levará a outra. Não poderia haver nunca um governo mundial se não houvesse primeiro uma preparação religiosa, digamos assim, para a aceitação disso. Ok, brother, go on.
Okay, now, the Boston Marathon race bombing had two purposes behind it. The first one was to cause a distraction. And when I say distraction, we have to remember, during the same week when the bombings happened, the truth about the IRS and the NSA had just come out. Right. So you see, they were trying to distract us so we would forget about the IRS and the NSA scandal. But we didn't forget. And at the same time, the exact same week, President Obama and Senator Dianne Feinstein were up on Capitol Hill calling for us, you know, to give away our guns, you know. In other words, do away with the Second Amendment. And at the same time, Vice President Joe Biden was at those meetings calling for a new world order.
Yeah,
so you see, the bombing served a number of purposes. As it says, one, a distraction to try to keep people from going back to what had happened with the IRS and the NSA. Two, so that President Obama and his flunkies could try to get rid of the Second Amendment. And three, at the same time, Joe Biden was up there calling for a new world order. And you know, this new world order is the exact one world, new world order government that the Bible prophesies in Revelation chapter 13.
Yes, Doc, I was talking on the other chat room on the Hagman show before this show that the greatest illusion is that we have is that can make us look for where you want, because the real trick is being done where nobody is looking. So what we
right.
are seeing is it's the old wizards from the Atlantic, the old wizards from Babylon, they are doing this trick. They trick us all. Because this is Armageddon now. In my view, brother, we are in plain Armageddon, because it's a war against the Lamb. Not against Israel. It's against the Lamb. And we are the target. We will be the victims of this system. What are your thoughts about this?
I think you're right. When we look at all those things, it causes people to be distracted, okay? And I think that's what they're doing right now with Russia. Now, we know that if Russia gets the whole of the Ukraine, well, we're back to the old Russian Republic, correct?
Yes.
Well, at the same time, I think this is also being used as a distraction. I think there's something more going on with this so-called Russian invasion. I think this is another smokescreen. I think something else is going on.
And what are you seeing?
I'm sorry?
What are you seeing that we cannot see now?
Well, we know that, I wish I could show you the maps, because you see, back in World War II, and I've shown these maps on my DVDs. I don't know if you've ever seen them. But on my DVDs, there's an old Illuminati map I have in my possession. It's of the world. Now, remember, this was back in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
According to the map, the Illuminati had divided the world into nine different sections, nine supernations. Now, once the Illuminati created their six most powerful front organizations to perpetuate their plans for the New World Order, one of them was the Club of Rome. The Club of Rome took that original map and redid it. They divided the world into 10 super nations, just like Revelation 13 stated. And when we look at what's going on with Russia right now, they're actually trying to create another one of their super nations. That's what I am absolutely convinced they're doing. You better
and
translate.
Which name would that be?
Oh, I don't know what the names of these new nations are going to be. I believe it's super nation either number 8 or 10.
That would be Eurasia?
No. No, it's going by different names. I know some people think that's what one of them is called, but no. All of the Illuminati know the new names of what they're going to call them.
I see. So I'm just going to update here. Okay,
yes.
O que o irmão Mark está falando é que já dos tempos em que ele frequentava as Illuminata, eles foram mostrados mapas da nova ordem mundial, onde o mundo era dividido primeiro em 6 grandes regiões e depois posteriormente em 10. E o que o irmão Mark está falando aqui é que provavelmente, no ponto de vista dele, o que está sendo criado com estas invasões e estas guerras da Rússia agora é uma dessas áreas que ele lembra-se que num dos mapas lhe foi mostrado. Então, mais uma confirmação de que é a agenda dos Illuminati, a agenda política que está em plena velocidade cruzeiro. É apenas mais uma confirmação. Apesar de ainda não saber, só eles saberem o nome dessas áreas, mas ele recorda-se que havia ali uma área naquela região da Crimeia, da Ucrânia, que envolvia parte do território da Rússia, que seria uma das grandes regiões da nova ordem mundial, digamos assim. Okay, brother, go on.
Okay, so, as I was saying, I think what's going on right now with Russia, and let's face it, with Syria. Now, Syria and Lebanon, excuse me, that falls in supernation number 7. That part of the world. Right. If we go by the old maps, that would have to be, let me think, that's that part of the world. Yeah, it has to be supernation number 7. Now, the part of Russia, of the Ukraine, that's been invaded, that's Crimea, and that would be part of supernation number 10. Now, if they take all of the Ukraine, and this is according to the Illuminati's plans now, supernation number 10 would consist of part of the Ukraine. But what I know and I'm convinced that they want to do is take all of that part of Russia and Europe and turn it into supernation number 5. In other words, a landmass that's bigger than Canada and the United States combined.
And it includes the Syria territory?
One more time?
And that number 10, it includes the Syria territory?
Well, number 10 would be parts of, as I said, Crimea and the Ukraine. If they can do all that, that would be super nation number 10.
And where Iran comes in this plan?
Well, they're super nation number 7. That's why you see all the war going on there right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and Israel.
Yes.
That's with it. Yeah, all that's going on, and it will go on until they create supernation number 7. That's part of supernation 7, according to the map.
So this is one more confirmation, because this redesigning of the world can only be conceived by friends, only if they are all playing the same game. It's impossible
exactly.
To result. Okay. That's
right. In other words, they're all guilty.
Okay. They're all on the same side.
Right. They always okay. have been. It's just a giant show to try to trick us into believing this is just one of those things that happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me inject some details here because I think it's important. There are some ex-political guy from England. I think his name is Simon Parks. Or he's saying that the Illuminati is an ex-Illuminati too. He's saying that the plan is to open a portal that would be the CERN in Switzerland. It's just a portal to another dimension until, I think it's 2032, if I'm not mistaken, or 26. Because that's the guidelines of the entities that are directing the plan of the Illuminati on this Earth. They want to open an energetic portal to bring the manifestation of Antichrist. Have you heard something about this on your times on Illuminati?
Okay, I've heard people talking about that, but that's bogus. That's not true. It doesn't work like that. No. You see, everyone thinks that the Illuminati somehow are able to open up these portals and let all these creatures in and out whenever they want to. But you see, the Bible tells us that all of the demons are confined to the earth. They can't leave. The only creature that can still enter heaven is Satan. And if you remember, the Bible tells us Satan is up there every day accusing us before God, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. So if all, and since all of those fallen beings are confined to the earth, there's no way that these people can open up these so-called portals so creatures can come in and out.
But the portal in the speech of this guy, it's not for to heaven. It's from the abyss, where the fallen angels supposedly are closed until the end of times.
And if you notice, again, in the Bible, I think it's Revelation. I think it's chapter 17 or 16. We find out that that they can only be released because another angel is being given the key to open up the bottomless pit.
That's the Abaddon, the Apollyon.
But notice, a portal can't do it. Only when God passes over the key to unleash all those beings will they be set free.
Yes, that's the great deception that God will send. That's
key. And so you see, I don't know who that guy is, but he's not right. He's wrong. Because that's not what the Bible says.
So it's disinformation from there.
I don't know if it's disinformation or he just doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
I don't know him, and I can't tell you if he's an ex-Illuminati witch or not.
Well, he says he's come from a family that he says that he's a white Illuminati, not the dark one.
There's no such thing as a white Illuminati. The Illuminati is what it is, the Illuminati, the enlightened ones. That's what the name means. There's no, that's like saying you can be a white witch or a black witch. No, that's nonsense.
Yes, I don't believe it too. So in your idea, Brother Doc, in this puzzle, are the role of the ETs from this new idea that the Pope
that,
is saying?
Okay. Oh, okay, I can tell you. You better translate first, then I'll get into this.
Okay. O irmão Doc está continuando a falar sobre essas superpotências que os Illuminati estão tentando redesenhar, né? Primeiro tentando devolver um pouco de força à União Soviética para depois dividirem o mundo em primeiro 6 e depois 10 grandes regiões, que irá trazer a definição do plano original sobre a nova ordem mundial. O mundo dividido em 10 grandes regiões que, pela sua grandeza, serão mais fáceis de controlar num governo mundial. Então, o que o irmão Doc está falando é precisamente que é isso que está a acontecer, é esta agenda que está a acontecer. As revoluções sociais que nós estamos assistindo, as agitações, esta crise financeira, este receio do dia de amanhã, toda esta instabilidade é o redesenhar político, social do globo, do nacionalismo das pessoas. Assim como os Estados Unidos foram transformados numa grande região, mas tudo a desenho, assim está sendo feito a nível global. O mundo está sendo redesenhado de acordo com um plano que o irmão Doc testemunhou ao vivo enquanto esteve lá, que estava a ser desenvolvido, a ser injetado pelos Illuminati. E eu fiz uma pergunta agora ao irmão Doc sobre um político qualquer britânico que está vindo dizer que ele também vem de uma família Illuminati, que está tentando abrir o portal através do aparelho que se construiu na Suíça, aquele aparelho que procura a molécula de Deus, mas que tudo isso é apenas um portal que está procurando abrir para trazer o aspecto espiritual que é necessário para o aparecimento do anticristo. O irmão Doc não acredita muito nessa teoria, até porque para ele não há os bons e os maus Illuminati, como esse senhor fala, que hoje a família vinha dos Illuminati brancos. Os Illuminati significam simplesmente os iluminados. E não há os brancos e os negros, é tudo Illuminati. Então, dá a entender que estão tentando agitar as águas com desinformações que, mais uma vez, estão nos impedindo de ver realmente aquilo que está sendo feito. E, na opinião do irmão Marquis, o que está sendo feito é o redesenho a nível global, a nível planetário, de todo um redesenho político, nacionalista, a fim de se criar outras regiões. Se vai dar certo ou não, eu não sei. O que eu também achei estranho, e vou agora passar a palavra ao irmão, é qual é o papel dos ETs nisto tudo, da farsa, dos demónios, dos anjos caídos, disfarçados de seres de outros planetas, que até o Papa e o Vaticano estão ainda atrás disso, né? Está preparando os seus fiéis para aceitarem essa farsa. Ok, brother, please, let's go.
Okay, you want to talk about the ETs and UFOs, right?
I want to talk, in your mind, what is the role of these entities, these supposed...
Okay, in other words, the aliens and UFOs, what's their purpose in all of these things?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Where are they on this puzzle?
Okay, I've got 7 minutes left. So let me explain this quickly. The Illuminati, they were working on a plan for 75 years now. There's one thing the Illuminati are terrified of. There's only one thing that I know of that frightens them, and that's the rapture.
Mm.
Think about this. How do you explain away the sudden vanishing of tens of millions of people around the world? How do you explain hundreds of thousands of babies who suddenly vanish out of hospital nursery wards? How do you explain, all the people in old people homes who suddenly have vanished? You know, how do we Yeah, you see what I'm saying? How do you explain it? Well, the Illuminati started on a plan back in the early 1930s. And by the time they got another one of their puppets in, Adolf Hitler, into Germany, they started having, and again, I can prove this, I've got the photos, I've got the original plans, the schematics, of how the Illuminati, under Nazi Germany, they were creating UFO flying machines. They were the ones who started creating them. And eventually, what had happened, by the time the 1950 came about, you know, the late 40s, early 50s, remember the famous saucer crash in Roswell, New Mexico?
Yes.
That wasn't from outer space. That was one of our own UFOs we were experimenting on that came down. There's nothing of those UFOs out of from outer space. Again, as I said, I've got all the photos, the documents to back this up. Now, the Illuminati had the flying machines. Now, they had to create the alien race. Do you remember?
I see.
All the way up to the mid-80s, we had all different types of aliens. We had tall ones, short ones, red ones, green ones, some with scales, some without scales, some with hair, some without hair, some with big ears, small eyes, big mouths. Remember, we had dozens of different type of aliens visiting us. Remember that?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, during 1985, well, we just had these little gray aliens, and all the others mysteriously vanished. What did they all decided to pack up their bags and say, oh, we'll leave the planet Earth to the little gray aliens, and we'll find another planet? No. Why was it during that time, all of a sudden, we only had one type of alien race, and all the others were never heard of again? The reason is, in the Illuminati laboratories, they had been working on the double helix code, you know, the DNA of human beings.
Yeah.
And they've been altering them to where they can now create, and I know because I saw the early experiments myself back in the late 70s, around 77. They were resequencing the double helix code, and now, in the mid-80s, they could now create little gray aliens. They're not aliens, they're human beings. But they rewrote the double helix code so that they look like alien beings. So now, you have the UFO ships, excuse me, and now you have the pilots, the aliens. And this is what they're going to do.
So that would be they would be a kind of hybrid?
Not a hybrid. No, no, no. You have to have two different species to create a hybrid. Okay, this is not a hybrid. It's just DNA that's been resequenced. That's it. They rewrote the DNA helix code. Now,
what are the
all this... Excuse me?
What difference, the difference for us from these guys, these new guys?
What do you mean?
Power,
they're regular human beings. They were just created in a laboratory test tube.
I see. So what is the purpose?
Because now, first they created the machines. Now they have the alien race, supposedly. But no one knows that those are really human beings that's been altered. Now let's say the rapture hits. What if on TV, a week later, there's a worldwide announcement, let's say from NASA, and they say, now remember, this is, let's say, about a week after the rapture, and they say that NASA has spotted these motherships in outer space that's headed for planet Earth. Well,
yes.
Give it a couple more days, maybe another week, and the scientists will start saying that these motherships are circling the Earth. And the proof of this will be the flying saucers are going to be landed on different capitals and places around the world. And once that happens, these so-called aliens are going to step out of the ships and they're going to say, all those people that are missing, nothing happened. We took them up to our motherships because they need re-education. You people are the truly enlightened ones. You're the ones who knows what's really going on. And because of that, you're the ones that's going to help us to guide and steer mankind into the golden age of humanity.
So what you're saying is that that would be the global MKUPA Ultra control mind.
It will be
of the
all that. All that is being done to cover up the rapture. This way, everyone will think, oh, it wasn't God. It was the aliens that took them.
I see. That's the ultimate deception for people that stay and can't see Jesus Christ.
Right.
Got it.
You better translate that.
Okay. Então, a resposta que eu obtive até do irmão em relação à questão dos ETs neste puzzle todo é muito interessante, realmente, porque o irmão está dizendo é que ele viu com os próprios olhos toda a preparação disto desde os tempos que esteve nos Illuminati, a partir dos anos 70, e tudo isso começou lá com o nazismo, já tinha projetos destas naves, destes discos voadores. Tudo foi levado para a América, o que aconteceu lá em Roswell, em 1946, se não me engano. Não foi nada mais, nada menos do que uma queda dos próprios protótipos que eles tinham dessas máquinas. Mas tudo isto está a ser desenvolvido já com um plano de mais de 60 anos pelos Illuminati para justificar o futuro arrebatamento da Igreja. Como é que o governo mundial iria justificar o desaparecimento de milhões de pessoas, não é? Porque, felizmente, existem muitos milhões de pessoas e todos os bebés. Como é que um governo mundial iria justificar isto perante uma população que tem sido infelizada? Né? Provavelmente essas pessoas iriam até se arrepender e ainda acabariam por ser salvas. O irmão Doc está dizendo é que tudo isto é uma preparação a nível global do último grau de mentira que Satanás tem para preparar para que essas pessoas nunca venham ao conhecimento da luz de Cristo. Porque o que vai ser implementado é uma mentira de tal maneira eficaz, como diz lá em Apocalipse, que até sinais do céu o anticristo vai fazer, não é? De que irá dar a justificação de que estas pessoas que desapareceram foram os ETs que os levaram para ser curados, reeducados e por aí fora. Então, aqueles que já não acreditaram, já não tinham predisposição para acreditar e se arrepender dos seus pecados, com uma justificação desta, vendo aparecer naves extraordinárias no céu e uns bichinhos lá que nada mais nada são do que experiências de bases subterrâneas que eles já possuem, que estas sociedades secretas fazem experiências com os seres humanos, vão aparecer como os pilotos dessas naves e dizer que são pessoas lá do Vênus e de Marte e de outras galáxias, para que as pessoas não venham ao conhecimento da verdade. Tem muita lógica, tem realmente princípio, meio e fim esta justificação e será certamente um ponto a considerar. Amen, brother. So, I think that maybe your time is ending, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Can you
hear me? Oh, okay. Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Brother Doc, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can't hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, okay.
You got me?
Got it now.
So,
brother, tell me if there is something more that you want to warn. Okay, just want you to put your link for your site on the chat room, please, and give us...
Okay, the link to my website is, and now this is one long word, all lowercase, no apostrophes. Mm-hmm. Just put in, it's a God Thing Productions 777.com. Now that's It's a God Thing Productions 777.com. Or if they want, you can find me on Facebook.
Okay. Brother, what is the date that is scheduled to have your last DVD that talks about all this?
Well, the new one is supposed to come out at the end of this month. We're trying to make sure it does. If we can't get it done at the end of this month in time, it'll be about, you know, the first or second week of April.
The first or second week of April, okay? So please support the... I'm going to put on the chat room the link to the site of our brother. Please support, because it's very important, this work. It comes from the other side of the battle. It's a blessing from our Lord to our army to have this brother in our side. Brother, any last thoughts before I let you go?
Study the prophecies. Look at the prophecies of the Bible, and you will understand what is going on today.
Okay. Well, I heard that you are going to participate in some kind of conference, right?
Yes, it's a prophecy summit, a huge conference that's being held from March 28th through the 30th in Orlando, Florida, at the Renaissance Hotel under Prophecy in the News. 25 A-listed speakers from United States. Some are coming from Australia. I know, I think another's coming from Hawaii, all over the place, are going to be speaking at this prophecy summit, and I'm going to be speaking three times myself.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I'm having my senior executive associate, Mr. Nathaniel Keith Earl, with me presenting this year.
Okay. It will be cool, I hope. I would like to be present. Unfortunately, I am on this side of the planet, but I will be praying for you for that conference. Brother, you know that our doors are always open to you. I want to thank your time. I want to thank your words, your presence. You know that any time that you need our help, anything you need from us, our doors are open to you, okay?
I appreciate it. Whatever God lays on your heart, you just go with it.
Amen, brother. Thank you very much. And I don't want you to lose your time more. Just stay strong in the Lord.
Amen to that.
Amen. See you.
Take care now.
Take care. What a blessing, my dear brothers and sisters, to have a man like Doc Marquis that he renounced all the privilege he could have on the army of the enemy, his neck at risk, to give us so much important information. All that he spoke today, I am sure that you and I have now a better eye vision of the global theater that we are assisting. It's like a puzzle with so much small pieces that day after day, with this information, we can mount, we can complete. Because it's so much information, and at the same time, so much disinformation, that becomes difficult to simple people like us that have so much to do, have a work and a family to care, and to see all this picture completely and in perfect action, it's not easy. So is these ministries, is these guys that God took him from the other side, that God taught in our salvation, he brings this information. And you know, my brother and my sister, how much times this, our brother, he suffered threats of death. I know the story of him. I know the persecutions. I know what he's being persecuted by a small apostatic church, but can you imagine what is being persecuted, threatened by the Illuminati himself? Brother, for those that don't know, you can hear the first show that brother made on Destroying Strongholds Blog Talk Radio, where he talks about his life since the born. Since he was born from the first rituals on the Illuminati, his name was written on a book called the Book of Death, with a lambskin, made of lambskin. Since he has memory, and he went to the army, served the Illuminati inside the army. And one day, this courageous man had a meeting with Jesus Christ. And it was so powerful that he made a covenant with Jesus Christ. And he suffered persecution. He lost all the privilege to give us these information. So if there are people that need prayer, consistent prayer, are these people. People like Doc Marquis, people like Brother Will Rogers, people like so much women that we are seeing, that courageous brothers are taking care. My God, I hope that I can express my gratitude to Doc Marquis and God himself for bringing these people, because the first I remember my face, my mouth was open when I first hear about the Illuminati world. I didn't knew anything about this. I knew about the Bible, I knew about Jesus. But when I only get structure for spiritual warfare, when I get access to these testimonies, William Schneblen, and they are risking their lives. They are paying every prices to serve the Lord. These are guys, these are people that they could be rich on the other side, could have everything that a man can desire to this world. So these are real pastors, not from congregations, but pastors of souls, of our souls. This is the guys that I want on my side, on the front line with the enemy. Not I will not say this because they are not all bad persons. In the middle, we have great men of God with deception, a little, some deception inside of them. They are not all mercenaries. But what we need really is to make all the, those they call themselves pastors in people like these guys. People that risk their lives for the sheep, and not only for the money of the sheep. My brothers and my sisters, I am so grateful for this program, because next week, I hope it's all program. We will have here Pastor Doug Riggs. He's a man that all his life to the Lord is fighting, helping to save people, especially women that were slaves of the Illuminati. They call them the mothers. They were breeders of hybrids. They were victims of the MKAPA Ultra. This pastor has a ministry of deliverance, and he will be with us next Sunday to bring his testimony of spiritual warfare. I'm not talking fighting to open doors, to open buildings, asking money to open buildings. No. I'm talking about arresting the strong men that are inside the temples, the real temple of God, the human body. I'm talking about people with split personalities. I'm talking about profound traumas. Young child victims of sexual abuse. Women that become mothers at the age of 12, 13. Slave of pedophilia. Don't lose this program. It will be, I hope, the first of the many that will bring, that will bring here even those women, because I know they had went to give their testimony on other shows, and maybe Pastor Doug Riggs will bring them on another opportunity. Even when I talk about this, I am excited, because this is the reason that I gave my life to Christ. In one of the directions I received from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit, that I would meet on the road to the eternal Jerusalem. I would meet the generals of his army. I was walking in a vision on a road, and I start seeing people in the middle of the road. When I came closer, I start seeing they were on uniforms, sent from the Marine, others from the Green Berets, but all were from the same, was the army of God. This is happening, my brothers and my sisters. This instrument that God gave us to use to his glory is to gather, to prepare the army. It comes from the table of the King to our lives. Tomorrow when you wake up, you will be different. You will be strong, with more knowledge, with more understanding. So I invite you to participate praying for this program. as we are gathering people from all around the world, from Brazil, from Africa, from Europe, from United States, even from Asia. Our blogs are being visited even from China. So this is your army. You belong here. You are a son and a daughter of the king. This is your army. This is your spiritual family. We spend so much time helping other people, and this is the time that God chose to retribute, to help you, to give you the spiritual food, the provision, the manna that comes from his table. And it's not because of me, it's because the Holy Spirit gives me this direction. I am just obedient. I never made anything like this. I don't have experience on these things. But I'm seeing the hand of God. And it's free. Because I receive from free. You don't have to pay nothing to be here, to stay and to fight on our side. I am meeting people from all kinds of works. Sunday night, this Sunday, not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow, we will have here the Destiny Lab. It's a rapper. But it's not a common rapper. It's a man that God is using with rap to talk about the things that the majority of the pastors don't want to talk about: the fallen angels, about Adam and Eve, about the Nephilim, about the UFOs, about the Illuminati, in rap. You'll be here with us, not tomorrow, but tonight, in the night of Sunday. Come and see by yourself the work of this guy. I know that some of you have already know this work, because Brother Zen Garcia uses to play a music from Destiny Lab. Ezekiel Will, but you can check it on YouTube. It's amazing. It's amazing how God is creative. So I invite you to pray and to come to eat from this table. Because maybe sooner that we think, our army will shine more than all the armies that are doing all this mess around the world. I believe in this. And I hope that you believe that our God is bigger, it's better, it's more powerful. That these armies that are making so much noise and trying to deceive, to enslave our minds and hearts, He never comes first. But our God is the last one to left. Because when He talks, all the dummies shut up. When He moves, nobody can stand up. All we will confess His name. All we bow our knees when He stands up. Even the Illuminati, even the Obamas, even the Queen of England will bow to His knees when our Lord decides to rescue His people. And don't be deceived. This is the time. This is the Armageddon. This is the spiritual life that is in risk. This is the fight against the Lamb. This is the Armageddon. Starts in the plane of the spirits. And we land in the physical plane, but has already started. Don't be late. Don't be deceived. This is your time to prepare your heart, your spiritual heart. And we are here to help you. My sister and my brother, stay blessed. I hope to see you here next Sunday night. In one more battle. Together for the glory of Lamb. God bless you all and worship the Lord with this song.